Well, my TMC family, please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Abba, we love you. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Thank you that we get to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for blessing us with this, your call, the Master's Call. Thank you for our beautiful co-pastors who founded it, our Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Thank you for our entire Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, Mama and Papa, Elvia and Alejandro. Thank you for our TMC family and the body of Christ. Continue to prosper us and heal us, even as our soul prospers. Thank you for our Holy Spirit-filled speakers today and for opening up our spiritual ears, hearts and minds, and all of our senses to hear and receive what you have for each and every one of us today. In King Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, again, my TMC family, it was a Jesus joy pleasure to greet you on this beautiful Walk in Love Wednesday morning. Heavenly Hostess, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia. And Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you so much, beautiful Rebecca. You are just a remarkable wife and mother. I believe I heard Miss Grace in the background, so God bless her. Thank you. You have a beautiful and awesome spirit. And I want to thank you for that tag, Walk in Love Wednesday, coming out of 2 John 1 and 6. Thank you so much for greeting and seating God's people this morning. It is a blessing to be greeted by such a beautiful soul. Well, good morning to you, and thank you so much for dialing into the Master's Call this morning. This is Minister Ada Levette Grace, and I greet you from Brooklyn, New York, on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. If this is your first time dialing into the Master's Call, we want to give you a very special welcome. If it's all right, I'd like to take a few moments and tell you about our call and our ministry. The Master's Call was founded back on October 25th of 2010. So we're approaching our seventh year. To God be the glory. Based on the scripture found in the division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13, I want to read it for you, coming out of the New International Version. But I cry to you for help, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. So you're going to see that we start this call with prayer, and then we end this call with prayer. And then every Friday since the inception of this call, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live every Friday. So we have a part one and a part two of our call. And if you're able to stay with us for part two on Friday, we would love to pray with you and for you. However, we do understand that sometimes everybody is not always able to stay on the part two or get on the calls live. So you can send us an email with your prayer requests or your praise reports. And our email is info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will respond. We do have a website. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. You can go there and read the entire of our bios of our pastors, speakers, and ministers. You can leave us a comment, share a comment, and you can also look at the messages that have been archived over the years to bless you. Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, the common thread that brought many of us together here on the Master's Call is through an awesome and amazing company, Artist International, now under the heading of Artist Life. Artist was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and we are just so excited because coming up in just a couple of days, will be our Leadership Conference Summit in Houston, Texas at Abbey Airport. You want to fly into Abbey Airport and not Bush because it's about a $40 taxi ride. So for those of you that are headed over to Houston for the conference, get ready. It's going to be amazing. Check your back office for more details. And immediately following this call, we have our new morning motivational call. Our morning motivational call number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-pound. Now, if your carrier is T-Mobile or Metro PCS, we don't want you to be charged for these calls. So you can dial the bypass or bridge number first and then the dial-in and access number. And that bypass number is 857-957-1147. I believe I have given you all the information that I need to give to you at this time. So it is my distinct honor, privilege, and pleasure to introduce to you a woman who is truly blessed, who has truly blessed my life. I am on her wonderful team. She's one of my business partners, Upline, a great leader, great lady. I'm speaking of Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. Let me just give you a little bit about Tiffany. I'm not going to read her entire bio. Oh, you can go to the website for that, but I do want to highlight a few things. Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale is the daughter of the late Ural and the late Patricia Lauderdale and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child, having an older sister and a younger brother. She is a graduate of the California State University, Long Beach, where she earned a B.S. degree in criminal justice. She is a great and wonderful mother of Sir Kalon Ty Williams and is currently employed at the city of Culver City in the transportation department. She is an artist distributor, a great leader. She is currently a member of the Faithful Central Bible Church. And I love what she shares is that she loves to travel, encourage and supports others, especially her son. She has served as a basketball mom in different chairs. But this is what I love. She says, Minister Tiffany understands that the master's call has blessed her with an opportunity not only to mature in her spiritual calling, but also grow as a woman seeking God's 29:11 plan for her life. Tiffany's favorite passage of scripture is Psalm 34:19, where it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Well, I'm going to get on out the way. She's an awesome teacher and trainer. She's a beautiful lady, got a great heart to serve others. I'm going to get on out the way and introduce my sister, my friend, Miss Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. Are you there?
I'm here, Minister Ada. Are you able to hear me?
I am able to hear you, our beautiful songbird. Take it away. God bless you.
Great. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for that introduction. And to Minister Rebecca, thank you for hosting us for greeting us and for opening us up in prayer and for tagging this day, Walk in Love Wednesday. And to you, each of you who have dialed into the master's call, God morning, God morning, God morning to you. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you to the two co-founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. I thank you for your yes, and I thank you not only for your yes to the Lord, but your yes to me to have the opportunity to serve here on the master's call since actually this call has started in 2010 up until the present day. My sisters that I serve with here on the master's call, thank you, thank you, thank you for being the iron that sharpens me. And so let's go ahead and go into what the Lord has been dealing with me with and I thought I would share it with you this morning. And it's simply to be diligent. Be diligent. And you may, and I want to make sure that you understand where I'm coming from. But before I go ahead and go into the Word of God, let me go ahead and just say a quick prayer. Lord, I just thank you for allowing me to be used as your vessel in this day. I pray that the greater that is in me, that is you, God, will speak through me, that I, Tiffany Parise Lauderdale, will decrease so that you increase in me, and that your word goes forth unfiltered, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I decree it and declare it in your name, Jesus. Amen. So be diligent. And before we go into the definition, let me give you a scripture, and I'll give you a few more scriptures as we go through. Deuteronomy 6:17 reads, "You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you." And if you're not certain what the commandments are, we know we got 10, but then God gives us many commands and directives through the Bible, but you'll frequent yourself with those at a better time. But for this part, I just need to say be diligent. Not only be diligent, but remain diligent. In this time and in this season, there are so many mechanisms and methods that are coming into our lives to completely distract us, to put us off balance, to just make us not be focused on the things that we have to do. And so many times we don't complete just those little simple things because something happens along the way of this journey and we completely get turned around. But I came here this morning to tell you to be diligent. And let's look at the definition of the word diligent. Diligent, according to dictionary.com, number one is an adjective. And there are two definitions that it gives. Number one, constant in effort to accomplish something, attentive and persistent in doing anything. Number two, done or persuaded with persevering attention, painstaking. Synonyms for the word diligent are assiduous, industrious, and thorough. What diligent is not is it's not idle, is not negligent, and it's not lazy. Let me say that again. Diligent is not idle, meaning being still, is not negligent, and it's not lazy. So what does that mean? That means that diligence requires work. And so, like I said, many times things happen, but we have to not allow those things to stagnate us where we just completely stop moving and we stop giving attention to those things that God has called for us to give attention to. And so I want to have you turn with me to the book of Proverbs. And that's going to be Proverbs chapter 12, and that would be verse 28. So Proverbs, verse 12, actually it's verse 27. And it says, "Whoever is slothful will not roast his game." And I am reading right now from the English Standard Version. "But the diligent man will get precious wealth." Okay, the diligent man will get precious wealth, but the person who is lazy and who stops, they really don't have anything coming. So in this month of May, whatever has been distracting you, whatever has been holding you back, whatever has your attention derailed another way, I say today, be diligent and refocus back to what it is that you're supposed to be doing. Okay, then I want you to go ahead and turn to Proverbs. It would be Proverbs chapter 21, verse 25 and 26, which reads, "The desire of the sluggard killed him, for his hands refuse to labor. All day long he craves and craves, but the righteous gives and does not hold back." And just so you know, it says here, laziness leads to constant greed and craving. Laziness leads to constant greed and craving. The diligence of the righteous allows them to be generous. And so, like I said, laziness is not something that we should do. We want to make sure that we are diligent in every single thing that we do, in our actions, in our deeds, in our words. We want to make sure that whatever visions, whatever dreams, whatever instructions that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us, that we do not become distracted, that we do not become lazy. Even though in our spirit we may become weary, but we have to continue to press, to keep forward, to keep pushing. I so like being a part, and thank God every single day for being a part of this, the Master's Call. And why am I saying that? I'm saying that because, like I said in the beginning before I started speaking, iron sharpens iron. And so my sisters and my family here on the TMC have been the ones to sharpen me. They have been the ones to correct me. They have been the ones to push me when I get tired. They have been the ones that I could call on when I need someone to stand in agreement with prayer. And see, in this season, we have to make sure who we surround ourselves with. Who are we allowing to speak into our ear gates? What are we allowing to be seen in our eye gates? What are we receiving within our spirit that would hinder us from what God would have us to do? See, we have to be, again, diligent. Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28, and I'm going to start at verse 1, and I'm going to read 1 through 6. And this deals with the blessings of obedience, which diligence and obedience go hand in hand. See, when God gives us something to do, we say, yes, Lord, we're going to do it. That's because that's of our obedience. But now we have to use the diligence and put that with the action of our faith to make that thing come into manifestation. So Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 says, "And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord," and faithfully is another word for diligence. So faithfully, absolutely, in this reading, "And if you are diligent, obey the voice of the Lord, your God. Be careful to do all his commandments that I command you today. The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your herds and the young of your flock. Blessed shall your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out." Hallelujah. Give God some praise. And see, our diligence and our obedience goes hand in hand. And so that's why I say be diligent in every single thing that you do, and be careful what voices you are listening to. You don't want to listen to a voice that, number one, you know that does not have a relationship with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You don't want that voice to hinder you from what the Master has already told you to do. If you have a question about something that God has told you to do, don't go ask a non-believer. Ask one of your sisters and brothers in Christ. And before you go and ask them, why don't you have a conversation with the master himself? And just simply sit down and say, Lord, I just want to make sure that I heard you clearly. I just want to make sure that you told me to go to that person right there and give them $5. I just want to make sure that I am obeying what you said. And allow God to answer you. Many times we miss out on the blessing because we don't have the conversation. And what conversation am I talking about? I'm talking about the conversation that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Many times we exclude him out of our life, but he said he has something to say to you, and he wants to be a blessing to you. But we're so fast, and we're so busy, and we're seeking the voice from other people, or we're seeking the approval from other people, or we are seeking the qualification from someone else, when all along we just need to seek God first in every single thing that we do. And also in your diligence, Dr. PK has talked about it several times. I even think she has a book on it, but it's rest. There are times when we are moving so fast, and I'm speaking to Tiffany Lauderdale right now, because sometimes I'm burning the candle at both ends and in the middle, because I'm just busy. I'm doing this. I'm doing this nonstop, nonstop, nonstop. But I'm going to tell you, starting Mother's Day, I began to rest in Jesus. Because what I found is that I was out of balance. And when you're out of balance, you're not in alignment, the divine alignment, which is in the yoke of Jesus Christ. I was unyoked from what he needed me to do because I was just busy in my own busyness. All the things that I was doing was not because God told me to do. A lot of it was because it's what I wanted to do. So I had to put my own self in check while some of my sisters pull my coattail and say, I think you need to sit down for a minute. Well, if anybody knows me, they know that that's hard for me to do. But I'm learning. I'm learning. And that means diligence and obedience. I'm still diligent to do what the Lord's will is for my life. But I have to also obey what he says. And when he sends those to me to give me instruction, I have to be able to discern, is that the voice from the Lord? So I tell each of you today to be diligent. When the Lord gives you a dream, be diligent in it. When the Lord gives you a ministry, be diligent in it. The Lord has blessed us with Artist International, don't be lazy in it. Don't be negligent in it, but be diligent in it. So many of us have our own businesses, and even in our regular JOBs, be diligent in everything you do, because what you do all the time is not for, it's not for the people there, but what you do in the end is to God's glory. It's for God's glory. And so maybe you're in a position in a job environment and you struggle with going there every day and you're not happy. Somebody on this line is dealing with this morning. And God is telling me he has placed you in that place for you to be the light. And you walk in that door, you shine brightly because God has called for you to be in that light, the light in that place of darkness. And so no matter what you do it with a smile and you do it as unto God because God will get the glory and God rewards you with the prize. So I leave you with this today. Just be diligent. And here's a quick song to get you through this day. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still the hope that lies within is reassured. So I'll keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. And if the storm don't cease, and if the wind and rain keeps on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Oh, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. To God be the glory. Back over to you, Minister Ina.
Let the church say amen. Amen, woman of God. Be diligent. Thank you, woman of God. I will be calling you back shortly to give us our closing benediction. I want to thank you for that profound and powerful word. But at this time, will you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we come this morning truly thankful and grateful for the woman of God this morning who spoke to our very souls and being, that we are to be diligent, that we are to be obedient, that we are not to take for granted what you have given us in our artist life business. So thank you for the woman of God. Continue to bless Minister Tiffany, pour back virtue into her. Lord, we love you and we bless you today. We thank you. We are continuing to lift up our very own Minister Bonita Cakes, asking you, Lord, to comfort and strengthen her as only you can. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the great comforter. We thank you and lift up also family members, Minister D. Lee, President Charlie Mae Lewis and Sharon Stowers, and any other family member that I may not be aware of that is going through a season of bereavement. Know that God loves you and he is with you, for he said he would never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, we also want to lift up our co-founders to you, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our precious mother Josie. We ask that you continue to bless their lives, bless their families, their all that they have put their hands to. Bless the entire TMC family and the Artist Life family. We ask that you continue to make provision for those who have a desire to be in Houston, Texas in just a couple of days, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for all of our distributors all around the globe and how you are have just smiled upon Artist Life and are blessing us. And we thank you. We bless you for the explosive growth that we are experiencing right now in Artist Life. So we love you today. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. To listen to the playback, you will want to dial 712-432-1085. The access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. Today is Awareness Wednesday. And on the morning motivational call, the topic today is diabetes. Who do you know? My mom is a diabetic. I have a couple of siblings that are a diabetic. So you're going to want to head over to the morning motivational call immediately following this call. That number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-POUND. Remember, if you have T-Mobile or Metro PCS, you can use the bypass number so that you're not charged for the calls. 857-957-1147. Dial that first and then the dial-in number and the access code. Want to take this opportunity and thank you, remarkable and beautiful Rebecca, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And thank you, woman of God, my dear, truly blessed sister. So such a blessing to be a part of your awesome team. Great word. Will you come on back now and give us our closing benediction? God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Ada. Do you hear me?
I do.
Praise God. May the favor, may the blessings, may the increase of God be upon each and every single one of you as you go through this day with anticipation and expectation that greater and newer things will happen for me in this day. Be diligent in all that you do. And remember that I love you and God loves you best. Goodbye for now.